I'm Sharon Betters, and you are listening to the Daily Treasure Podcast produced by Mark Inc. Ministries. And it is with great joy that I walk with you for a few minutes sharing the treasures of encouragement that God has given to me over the years, just opening up God's Word for a few minutes and digging deep to experience that presence and joy that comes from being in His presence. What a gift He has given to us. If you have been listening to Daily Treasure for any length of time, you know that it's one of my hopes and dreams that those who are encouraged by the Word as it's presented through Daily Treasure will be the ones who underwrite the cost of producing it. And to that end, we are offering a thank you gift of a Daily Treasure journal to anyone who gives a gift of $25 or more. I hope that you will prayerfully consider what you can give. It could be $25, it could be $2,500. Whatever the Lord puts on your heart, you can safely give at markinc.org. That's markinc.org. Again, thank you for allowing me to come along with you on your journey for just a few minutes. Today's devotional is called Whose Strength is in You? And today's treasure is from Psalm 84:1. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on pilgrimage. This passage from Isaiah is one of my favorite in Scripture. It is especially helpful in this season of life for me. Isaiah 46:4 says, "Even to your old age, I will be the same, and even to your graying years, I will bear you. I have done it, and I will carry you, and I will bear you, and I will deliver you." In it are treasures just waiting to be discovered by people burdened by the dark hearts of humanity and the brokenness of our world. As I write, peaceful protests with the purpose of exposing systemic racism and demanding reform continue to break out into violence. Numerous small business owners watch helplessly as their lifelong savings disappear in the wake of looters whose hearts do not seem set on righteousness, but rather evil. Just this morning, the experiment of no police in a few blocks of Seattle ended with police clearing out the protesters after crime and murders increased. Without boundaries, our whole world crashes because our hearts are desperately wicked. If we watch the news, every day brings more despair. Huge losses crush people, and only by understanding that all sin and come short of the glory of God can we experience order and purpose, because Jesus does not leave us without hope. On the other end of the spectrum are the millions who long to go back to what was before the worldwide pandemic, not racially, but in everyday life. More than one friend has told me she knows for sure she is an extrovert as she battles depression while disconnected from the physical presence of friends, family, and work colleagues. Others mourn the loss of time with grandchildren and corporate worship. Oh Lord, how much longer? One of my favorite and life-giving activities is large family gatherings. Every holiday, our house fills up with loved ones, favorite foods, and laughter. Though I love Christmas gatherings, Easter takes first place as family members arrive, already buoyed by worship. Like so many this year, we celebrated Easter without our extended family and all the trimmings of tradition. Accepting this loss, I looked forward to summer, thinking we could make up for lost time. My personal goal for a safe family gathering was July 4th, not only our nation's birthday, but our daughter's 50th birthday. This morning, as I write, 1 week before this national holiday, our governor announced he is slowing down the reopening of our state because of rising COVID-19 cases in nearby regions. Additionally, the news reported 18 members from one family contracted COVID-19 while attending a family birthday party. What can we do? But worse, before the pandemic hit, many people already carried excruciating personal burdens. From providing for families in the middle of a pandemic to a loveless marriage, a prodigal child, caregiving with no end in sight, and more. One friend said, "I am just tired of it all. Before all this exploded, I was barely making it from day to day." A whispered cry we are hearing more and more. Where do we go for guidance when even the mundane challenges us to rethink how to not just survive, but prosper in this strange and often painful season? First, we must remember none of this is new. The monster of Adam and Eve's sin lives in each of our hearts. During the pandemic quarantine, I caught up on what I call reading for fun. I search for historical fiction where authors used impeccable research and true-to-life characters. I focused on the era before King Henry VIII, the Civil War, and World War II. While the surroundings were different, certain themes were not. War, murder, betrayal, hatred, brutality, and horror, for which there are not enough words, took center stage. Just as the scriptures say in James 4, verses 1 through 3, there's nothing new under the sun. Each story reminded me of James' words. What causes quarrels and what causes fights among you? Is it not this? That your passions are at war within you. You desire and you do not have, so you murder. You covet and cannot obtain, so you fight and quarrel. You do not have because you do not ask. You ask and you do not receive because you ask wrongly to spend it on your passions. In one of his soul-stirring messages, theologian D. Martin Lloyd-Jones declared that when World War I ended, people thought we would finally have peace. Instead of embracing their hope, he said he continued to thunder from the pulpit that this world will never have peace because of the total depravity of man. Why would he throw a wet blanket on the relief and joy people hungered for? For the same reasons the scripture repeatedly remind us we are lost because of our total depravity. And yet, my friends, there is hope. We see this message in Psalm 84. In just a few words, the psalm writer declares blessings come to those who know they are hopelessly lost if they live life in their own strength. But, oh Lord God Almighty, each failure, whether on their part or universally, becomes an opportunity to embrace their own inability to bring order out of chaos and greatly surrender to the Lord's forgiveness and presence on their journey home. The more we understand the total depravity of humanity, the more we can enjoy the blessings of trusting in God, because He does not leave us without hope, as we read in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life." When we repent of our sins, the Holy Spirit brings earth-moving machines into our hearts and starts bulldozing a path through the mountains and the wilderness, bringing light into the darkness. Those whose eyes are fixed on pilgrimage know the way home is fraught with danger, but each fearful event reminds them, the highway of the upright turns aside from evil. Whoever guards his way preserves his life, as we read in Proverbs 16:17. Armed with the knowledge of their own helplessness, with dependence on God's strength, and with eyes like flint, they refuse to let their failures or the despair of those around them stall them in darkness for long. And oh Father, when wars and hatred create upheaval in our personal lives or even our world, remind us that you sent Jesus to rescue your children and that you promise we will arrive at our ultimate destination of home. When we mess up, remind us of the way repentance makes a highway in our hearts that leads to freedom with you. Hey friends, I'm Sharon Betters. Thanks so much for joining us for this last week of the Valley of Tears devotional. Today, I want to remind you about our Ask Dr. Betters platform. This is a place where my husband Chuck and our son Chuck are answering questions about suffering. And it is on YouTube, so it is a video series. And in fact, we are starting to answer two questions a week rather than one question a week. This is one of the places where your gifts will help support the expansion of Mark Inc. Ministries. I hope that you'll check it out. Just go to YouTube and look for Ask Dr. Betters, where you're going to find lots of free resources, because we're also adding a video platform of our Help and Hope podcast, and also some extended conversations between my husband Chuck and our son Chuck, as well as myself and Chuck. So that's our YouTube channel, Ask Dr. Betters. Make sure you check it out. Subscribe, so that you don't miss one new resource that we offer. I'm Sharon Betters. Thanks so much for joining us, and I look forward to